Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on in the neighborhood today? It is Monday. It is gorgeous outside. You know, you can ask people who know me that the weather like it is here today in beautiful Northwest Arkansas, it could be like this 365 days a year. I've constantly said, if I had it my way, February through November, 74 degrees, you know, if it wants to rain, do whatever, that's fine. But 74 degrees, December and January, those are free months. Mother Nature can do what she wants to. But, you know, maybe it's just me getting old. Maybe I really do need to move to Florida. Granny Hulkster, God love her, she said she would move to Florida with me, and we would just we would go total chaos on the beaches in Florida. Granny Hulkster,
well, I don't know about that, Greg, but you know, that sounds pretty nice, but I think I'd have to take my family with me, though.
Well, bring them on. Hey, more the merrier. I mean, we could divide the rent three ways, and, I mean, it'd be all good. How are you doing, darling?
I'm hanging in there. Been a little rough, but I'm you know, hanging in there, so...
Right, yeah, we were talking on off the air before we came on, and you said you thought you had some a blood clot or something going on, but praise God that it didn't turn out to be very much, or at least we're still praying to God that it's not going to turn out to be very much. So
I appreciate that.
You know, well, you're a favorite around here. People in Northwest Arkansas, Northeast Oklahoma, wrestling scene loves Granny Hulkster. You know, anytime you go to a wrestling event in this area and fans are holding up signs saying "We want Granny Hulkster," you know you're an icon. You should be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. I mean, that's
I don't think that's ever going to happen. You know, but hey, you know, I love the people that love me, you know. I love it when the little kids come up and ask for my autograph, and I tell them, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm not a wrestler. They're like, oh, we don't care, Granny. We love the way you holler at the bad guys, or we love the way you holler at Golden Girl, or, you know, whatever. You know, we love the way you holler at Mr. Nasty. I mean, you know. So,
ladies and gentlemen, trust me. You know you have reached icon status when wrestling shows do not start until Granny Hulkster is in the house. That's just how it is. I'm not lying. I swear
I can't always make it to every single show, but I try to make it as often as I can. But I do know that when I'm not there, I have been told by very reliable sources how much I've been missed, or everybody ask about me when I'm not there. So, you know, it's nice to be loved, you know. It's nice to be loved by the wrestling world. It's nice to be loved by the fans that come to the show. You know, I never thought, you know, little old me, you know, just plain ordinary me would become such a popular name in the wrestling, in the independent wrestling business, you know, when I got this nickname 4 or 5 years ago. I mean,
yeah, but Granny Hulkster.
I guess it's been almost 6 years now that I've had the nickname. So,
But you know it's bad. You know, you, like I say, even major stars, Tommy Dreamer, Bobby Eaton, you know, these guys are aware of who Granny Hulkster is.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Dreamer's used my cane on Matt Riviera before, so, you know, hey.
I saw that.
I
happened to catch the replay, and, oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is funny. Granny Hulkster, you had just had your knee surgery, wasn't it?
No, that was
still...
before I had my knee surgery. That was last
right.
November.
Yeah.
I didn't have the knee surgery till February of this year, so that was before I even had my knee surgery. And I just happened to have my cane with me that night at the show, you know, because my knee was bothering me. You know, it was a little painful to walk, so I took my cane with me. Gosh knows, I didn't realize my cane would become such a popular part of that major match at Fort Smith, Arkansas.
I mean, and that was funny. I mean, Tommy Dreamer, just out of the blue, he reaches for the cane. He whacks Matt Riviera with it.
Matt's laying down on the floor, and he starts twisting the cane, and then he walks down a little ways, and he starts swinging my cane, and my gosh, I thought he broke the thing, you know. The commentator's like, oh my God, he broke Granny's cane, you know. And then he comes back, and he turns the cane upside down, and he tucks the handle underneath Matt's tights, and he pulls it up
that.
On the box and gives him a serious wedgie and makes him look like hopping like a bunny rabbit, you know.
Wow, that
just... you know. And, of course, Brian Thompson asked, you know, how could you, Granny, how could you do that? You know, hey, it's not me doing it, you know. He took my cane, so what can I do? I'm not going to say, hey, Tommy, I'm sorry you can't have my cane, you know. That ain't going to happen. I mean, I like Tommy Dreamer. He's a friend.
Yeah. But I got a funny feeling. Knowing Tommy Dreamer, I just got a funny feeling he would have just sent you a whole new cane.
I'm sure he would have. You know, he told me when he brought me back my cane, he says, you know, you might want to sanitize this or something, Granny, because it got kind of stinky and dirty, you know. But hey, you know, whatever.
Well,
you know,
it was Matt Riviera. What do you expect, God?
I know.
We love Granny Hulkster, and ladies and gentlemen, like I say, if you are a wrestling fan and you support independent pro wrestling promotions, especially Northwest Arkansas, Southeast Oklahoma, if you see a lady in the front row with a bright yellow T-shirt that says Granny Hulkster, you are in presence of a legend. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go over, get your picture taken with her, because, I mean, Granny Hulkster is the bomb. And that's all I could say about it.
Well, you know, you kind of talk about funny taking pictures. You know, one night we were at a TCW show, and of course, this is when Rich Rude was still having to wear the dress because Alan Steele had lost to Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, and that was the stipulation that if Alan Steele lost, you know, Rich Rude had to wear a dress. Well, you know, for weeks, you know, I don't know how many weeks he actually wore this dress, but... You know, it was kind of funny because I was at a show one night, and this man, I didn't even know who he was. He had grandkids, I think, with him or something. And he says, hey, Granny Hulkster, he says, I want to get you in this picture, you know, with my grandkids, you know. And all of a sudden, Rich Rude says, okay, Granny, come on, get in this picture. So Rich Rude is standing there with his arm around me, wearing this flowery Hawaiian look-alike dress.
The moon.
Yeah, and I had these little kids in front of me, so like, hey, okay, you know, you know, you all want to take my picture? That's fine, you know, no problem, you know. So hey, it's all fun, you know. I love my friends, I love my wrestling family, you know. It's awesome. We have a lot of fun, and you know, I've been to different shows, you know, and they've like, okay, you know, I remember going to a show in Jay, Oklahoma. I think it was last year or something like that. And they're like, well, hey, we ain't got a very big crowd, but that's okay because we got Granny Holster in the house, you know, so.
Oh, exactly, ladies. That's how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen, when, you know, most pro wrestlers have been trained to not worry about the crowd, just concentrate on the matches, what you're supposed to be doing. But you know it is a wonderful thing when a wrestler will come back and say, "Hey, everybody, Granny Holster's here." And the crowd just goes, "Yeah!" I mean, I could sit here and talk for hours on the impact Granny Holster. But when the wrestlers are excited because one fan is at their event, hey, what can I say? But that's how it is with Granny Holster. I mean, the wrestlers, they love Granny Holster because they know she can take it as well as give it, and they know it's going to be a fun show when the Holkstress is in the house. Holkstress, is that a word? Anyway,
I don't know.
Hey,
before,
I've always been accused of making up words. Hey, before we go any further, we've got to give a big shout out to Bion Apparel. One of my supporters, if you need some sharp-looking athletic apparel to sell at events, get in touch with Bion Apparel. You can find them on Facebook or on the Internet. Check them out. They got some good-looking stuff. Also want to say thank you to Moxie Nutrition and Herbalife, another supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. Like I say, if you are interested in getting healthy, possibly losing some weight, give Herbalife a try. Give me a call before when I'm not on the air. Give me a call at 888-361-8725, and we can help you get happy, healthy, stop being a couch potato, some energy. Herbalife will do it for you. And who knows, maybe make some extra money in the process. Oh, you know, Granny Holster, I am so excited.
Yes.
because we are actually back on the air for an hour now. I was hoping to get it done this week, and just so happened that the cards fell into place earlier today that I was. It was a last-minute hustle getting everything taken care of. So I am happy and proud to say that the Greg Squirrel Show is officially an hour long starting today, and we'll be on the air Monday. Normally, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we will be on the air 3 p.m. Ever so often, we may have to have a special start time, like 11 a.m. Or a morning show. Now, this particular Friday, I will not be on the air because I am going to be in Wichita, Kansas, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to the show today and you are in the Wichita, Kansas area, this Friday night, yes, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's time to chill out, relax, have some cookouts, have some fun, and come to the Beach Activity Center in Wichita, Kansas, Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing. Going to be having a big event going on up there this coming Friday night. I'm going to be there doing the ring announcing for this event. Ty Pilgrim bringing Striking to Wichita, Kansas. I know they got two more events scheduled later this year. But Striking, they're also looking for an event in Houston, Texas, Kansas City, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, and Lincoln, Nebraska. They are currently in negotiations with all these towns to bring Muay Thai kickboxing action to those towns. So if you like Muay Thai and kickboxing, be there Friday night. You can find them on Facebook, Striking, STRIKING. You can find them on there and get your ticket information. And we want to pack out the Beach Activity Center there in Wichita, Kansas. I'm excited about going because this will be my first time to Wichita, Kansas that I remember. But so to be there doing something I enjoy doing, it's going to be a magic night, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, if you're listening to the show and you're going to be in Wichita, make sure you check it out. It's Monday. So that means Monday Night Raw going to be taking place tonight. So kind of anxious to see what's going on there. Speaking of some rumors that I stumbled across earlier today, word has it that Cactus Jack is going to be joining Jeff Jarrett's new promotion. Now, GWF or GFW, Global, whatever it's called.
Global Force Wrestling, I think it's called.
Global Force Wrestling, Jeff Jarrett. I mean, I see this promotion going somewhere. When people are talking that this may be the final nail in the coffin for TNA, which Jeff Jarrett helped start. But then, you know, he was I think he was forced out, bought out, whatever. He was tired of seeing his baby get stepped on, so he went and created a new baby. And it's Global Force Wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. And so, like I say, the details of what I was reading were not clear, but like I say, it says they were in negotiations for Cactus Jack to be a part of Global Force Wrestling. So I'm anxious. I'm going to be keeping track on that story, and if I read or see any new details on that, we're going to make sure to get it out to the fans. If you're listening out there today and you want to call in, if you got a question for myself or Granny Hulkster, 323-642-1128. Put that on your speed dial so you can make sure you can call in Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays between 3 and 4. Once again, the phone number is 323-642-1128. Got some kind of getting some words on the next big MMA event coming to Springfield, Missouri. Trying to get the details on that. We'll be passing that along as soon as we get that information. Like Granny Hulkster was talking about pro wrestling, going to be in Fort Smith or Saturday night. Is that correct, Greg Helster?
Yes.
At the
Summit Church, 50th and North O Street, Southern Alliance Wrestling for a Purpose. Now,
That's right.
You know, Greg, you've been to Brian Black's events. They do a lot for the community. I think in the last 2 years, I think Southern Alliance Wrestling has raised over $250,000 because they do benefit shows. They do shows to
right.
help churches. They do, you name it, you know, they do it. They did a show a couple of years back where they filled the local food pantries in Fort Smith. Just people brought donations. I mean, canned food, you know, non-perishable food items, you know, canned foods, you know, to stock the food pantries in Fort Smith. They did a show in Hot Springs the beginning of this year to help a sister church to the Summit Church where the church is going to be at. I know the show starts at 6 o'clock. I believe there's going to be 9 matches. But here's the real kicker, Greg. There's going to be a main event. And this
That's
has
right.
never
yeah,
been
we were...
done. This has never been done that I know of. Anyways, there are going to be 2 lucky fans. They're going to have pink tickets for the girls and blue tickets for the boys. And when each
Woo-hoo!
Child comes in, they're going to get a ticket. And at intermission, they're going to draw 1 pink ticket and 1 blue ticket. And those 2 lucky fans are going to get to pick what kind of match the main event will be, who will be the participants. But this is where it gets really, really good. The loser gets a pie in the face. He has to wear a pink tutu.
Woo-hoo!
And the loser has, I guess they're going to have workers around the ring on the outside like you would see like for a lumberjack match.
Right.
So then the loser not only gets his pie in the face, but has to wear this beautiful pink tutu that says princess all over it. But they have to do like a little ballet dance around these workers, around the wrestlers.
Wow.
You know, so I'm, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I wish Granny Holster could be part of picking that match. Because if you remember, right, you remember, because you were in Alma when this took place.
I was in, yes.
When my former co-host, Christopher Cage, you know, he showed up and I got to slap the fire out of him and put a tiara on him, and they put a tutu on him and made him look like a princess. You know, I tell you, this is going to be very, very interesting. So, fans, you will not want to miss this show. I mean, go to Facebook. You know, you can check out Southern Alliance Wrestling on Facebook. But this is a free show. Donations will be accepted. All the proceeds are going to go to help the Southern Alliance Wrestling Ministry that they do to do these benefit shows.
And that is an awesome. I mean, when you can get the wrestlers and everybody, I mean, to donate their time to come in for these shows. I mean, you can't help but want. And if you're a pro wrestling fan, especially if you're a pro wrestling fan, just getting out there and making a donation and still being able to see some good wrestling. So, we need to give a big round of applause to Brian Black, Stahl Wrestling, for doing these type of events, because you just don't hear a whole lot about stuff like that anymore. You hear the fundraisers and all that stuff, but, I mean, it's just exciting. I mean, and I'm glad that it's taking place in Fort Smith. I lived 15 years in Fort Smith, so I want to say thank you to Fort Smith for opening their arms and welcoming Southern Alliance Wrestling. And give me the name of the location again.
Summit Church at 50th and North O Street in Fort Smith. Now, I know the flyer said the doors open at 6. I think that was a misprint. I think the show's actually going to start at 6, but fans, you are probably going to want to be there a little bit early because they are anticipating a full house that night. I know their last event that they did at that gymnasium, at that same church, last November, on the 16th of November, they had over 400 people at that show, and it was packed.
That's awesome.
But I'm
That's
not sure
awesome.
how many people this gymnasium holds, but I do know that there are going to be several churches there, several people from I think Brian told me, 5 other churches there, you know, supporting this event that night. So, fans, you know, you don't want to miss this. I mean, this is going to be a great night of wrestling. I mean, it's awesome what they do for the community, what they do to help people, you know, whether it's a church or a school or Boys and Girls Club or whatever. That's what Saul is all about, is helping the community. Because that's, you know, Brian, you know, he said, I get blessed every time I do a show where I'm helping someone. I mean, that's why he does what he does.
And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, get a hold of somebody. Get your tickets now, because it's going to be a good time.
I believe they're just going to, I mean, like I said, you know, it is going to be a free show, so they're not going to be really selling tickets, but you can make donations at the door.
Right. I got to talk about some football real quick. For all you minor league professional football fans, everybody knows, I work with the Northwest Arkansas Battle, who is one of the minor league professional football teams here in Northwest Arkansas. The Central Football League regular season is over. And so May 31st starts the playoffs. And just so happens that the cross county rivals, I guess you could call them, the Northwest Arkansas Battle will take on the Arkansas Guardians who play out at Pea Ridge in the first round of the playoffs for the Central Football League. Both teams ended up their seasons at 6-3, and so they get to take on each other in the first round of the playoffs. You can go to nwabattle.com for more information. It's going to be at Pea Ridge Blackhawks' old football stadium. And so I believe kickoff time is set for 5 o'clock. So if you just can't get enough football like me, I'm a football junkie, 24/7, 365, give me football. And so that game's going to be taking place. All road leads to the Central Football League Championship. I'll keep everybody abreast of that situation and pass on scores and everything. And we wish all the teams in the Central Football League good luck. Got some birthdays to talk about. Let me flip my page here. I actually got the laptop to want to do some of the stuff I wanted to do. So we got three birthdays on the big on the list right here today. Kala Osborne out down in the River Valley, Fort Smith area. Happy birthday to her. Leslie Vaughn, also down near the Fort Smith area. I don't have the exact cities where they live, but I know they're down in the River Valley area. And up here in Northwest Arkansas where I live, Brianna Center, they call her Breezy. They said to mention that. Happy birthday to all three of them from Granny Hulkster, Greg Squirrel, and the Greg Squirrel Show. That's a lot of good stuff going on. We had the over the weekend, they had the, I believe it was the second leg of the Triple Crown of horse racing, and So sounds like we may have the first Triple Crown winner in like 10, 15 years, if not more. I've kind of been out of the horse racing loop for a while. So, matter of fact, here's the store. I'm pulling up the store right here. A California Chrome, why does a horse need to wear a nasal strip? That's what I want to know, because you know, you hear of people wearing nasal strips because it helps people from snoring and stuff and help them breathe better. So why does a horse, Mr. Ed, why do you need a nasal strip?
Well, you know, I've only seen horse races on TV. I've never been to a live horse race. But I know sometimes the tracks get a little dusty, so maybe it just helps the horses breathe better. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's just briefly run over the story here. California Chrome has been, he's going to be allowed to wear the nasal strip during the Belmont Stakes, which is the third crown of the Triple Crown. Belmont Park, where the race is going to be held, has normally had a rule about equipment that not specifically been approved by the governing body. Belmont Park cleared the horse Monday to use the strip that they say helps open the nasal passages. He wore a nasal strip during the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. And it says right here, New York tracks have had a rule prohibiting any equipment not specifically approved by the stewards, but the nasal strips were not on that list. And a statement from the New York Racing Association and Gaming Commission said that the track's three stewards unanimously agreed to lift the ban. So I'm just wondering.
Maybe the horse had, people have allergies, you know, animals have allergies. Maybe the horse has got allergies to something. I don't know.
Yeah. The strip, which California Chrome has won during his six-race winning streak, supposedly improves airflow through the nostrils, and that said, that's something that can be very helpful because the Belmont Stakes is 1.5 miles long, and that's a long time to be running. I mean, I don't know a lot of human athletes that can run 1.5 miles with not needing some oxygen or something. So, like I say, anyway, we're going to see what happens with this. We'll just have to see. I mean, I don't know not much about the human anatomy or the horse anatomy, much less the human anatomy. I just don't know very much about the anatomy where, like I say, I know people have, athletes in other sports have worn the nasal strips. I know sleep doctors have recommended nasal slips because it helps open the breathing passages so people can sleep better at night without snoring. So I don't know. I'm kind of in the dark as far as the medical advantages of this on a horse, outside of the fact that he said he's going to be able to get more oxygen and stuff when he's running 1.5 miles. So I just saw a message from Big John Epperson, former pro wrestling buddy of mine. I'm not sure if he's still wrestling anymore. We've kind of been out of touch the last couple of years, but I just happened to see a post of his. I got my Facebook up and running, so saw a little something out of him. Let's run down the list of people who are listening today. Tanya Higginbotham, let's see here, Kimber Schaefer, Cindy Popa, Rachel Sierra, Carla Hatt, Misty Daly, Melissa Palmer, Gina Howard, Maddie Stewart, Julie Polk, Brian Meisner, Elizabeth Mann, Kim Kruger, and Leanna Lopez, all the way out in Arizona listening to the show today. So we want to say hello to all the folks out there. Uh-oh, Granny Hulkster. We got somebody calling in, and you are going to remember this individual. I know.
Oh, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the hotline with us now, it is my good friend, Daniel Flynn. Mr. Daniel, are you there? Hey, what's up, my brother? Welcome to the Greg Stroll Show.
Nothing much. How are you all doing?
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Granny Hulkster.
Just me and Granny Hulkster sitting here talking about some pro wrestling and some other stuff going on in the sports world. Daniel, yeah, because Daniel's got some training in the health field. What, nasal strips, are they really that helpful?
I'm not really sure. We had a debate on that in my health classes a few times, and we think it's just mental.
Right,
you know,
right.
One of those, if you put it on there, you know, you think you're going to, it's going to, your oxygen is going to be in a little bit better and all that stuff. It was basically one of those, I don't know what you'd call it, like a mind over matter type thing, you know.
Right, right. Well, like I say, the reason we were talking about this is I asked that question because me and Granny Hulkster were just talking about the horse races. And, you know, you got the Triple Crown going on right now. California Chrome has won the Kentucky Derby. He's won the Preakness. And now they're getting ready for the Belmont, which is the final race in the Triple Crown. And they cleared California Chrome to wear a nasal strip. So,
why would a horse wear a nasal strip?
They say it helps, you know, like you said, it helps gets the horse more air. And when you're going 1.5 miles in a dead run, you know, don't ask me. I just thought I'd ask Daniel because, you know, Daniel, you do have that, you know, you have gone to school for health nutrition and all that fun stuff. So I figured you might know the answer better than anything.
We had a big debate over that in a couple of my classes, and like I said, a lot of people just thought it was mind over matter, you know. One of those things, I've got it across my nose, so it's working. that type of deal, you know.
Right. So what do you got on your mind today, Daniel? What are you calling in here for?
No, I decided to call in just to say hi and see how everybody's doing. Like I said, I seen where you started this back up, started broadcasting again. Thought I'd try to just give some shout-outs to some people and say hey.
Yeah.
Now, we miss you, Daniel.
Oh, I miss you all, too. Hopefully we'll be getting back in there pretty soon. Been talking to the promoter over there around Lincoln and Siloam, right? I think he's getting everything ready. Hopefully by next year we'll start running again.
I hope so. I've had a lot of people ask me about those shows, and I said, hey, I said, you're talking to the wrong person. Just because I'm Granny Holster doesn't mean I have the answers to everything. I'm just a fan.
Yeah.
And see, Daniel, people do not believe me. They say, oh, you know, how's the wrestling going? How's the wrestling going? You know, I know you had knee surgery. I'm like, hey, I'm not a wrestler. I have never been a wrestler. I am just a fan, but they don't believe me.
You're a rabbit fan. That's what you are.
Well, hey, I mean, when you have a tug-of-war match with the Kingpin Angel with your cane, hello, I mean, you know, Angel, at the last APW show that we came to, and I believe this was the last one that APW did, but, you know how Angel can get, you know how mouthy he can get and how boisterous he can be. Well, you know, here this sweet little old lady was sitting in the front row, and he started picking on her, and I'm like, I said, that's it, you know, and I stood up and I said, Angel, I said, how dare you pick on that sweet little woman? I said, you want to pick on somebody? Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? Well, he, needless to say, came over and proceeded to have a tug of war with me. But he never got my cane. Granny beat him in the tug of war competition.
Wow. Yeah, I miss those guys. Like I said, I don't do nothing much now. I seen Greg last weekend. That was about it.
Now, Daniel, I'm going to give you the opportunity to promote your Fit Camp that you are getting together.
Oh, yeah. I started becoming a wellness coach, and I'm studying for my Certified Strength and Conditioning certification also, and starting Fit Camps up over here in Stillwell at Carson City Park. Looks like they'll be like 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30. They'll Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's
awesome.
The way how I keep in shape is I try to get everybody else in shape.
And it's really, fat camps are really helpful because I know a lot of people, myself included, we find it hard to keep motivated when you're trying to work out, whether it's jogging, lifting weights, doing whatever, and you don't have anybody there to do it with, you know. I've learned over the years that it's just a whole lot better, whether it's one other person, two people, three people, if you just have a group working out together to kind of help motivate and support each other, that it's a lot easier to stay on a health program, and that's what I call them now. When you have more people to work out with,
it is. It's a big support group. What it is, I mean, you got a lot of people. You know, obesity is a big thing here in America nowadays, and it's gotten to the point where the mothers and the fathers are both working, so the kids are left with nothing but fast food, right? So they're eating junk and the stuff that, you know, that me and you have, Greg, you know, the Herbalife, you know, stuff that we do,
right,
is something that we need to get out there to these families, you know, because sometimes they could be what they spend at McDonald's, about $30, they could go like a quarter of that for the whole family almost to feed them.
Oh, exactly.
And eating healthier.
Right, and that's the thing about it is, you know, it's not just weight loss. It's what, you know, if you need to lose weight, you can do that. If you're wanting to gain weight, you know, mm-hmm. we have the Herbalife has what's called the 21 or the 24 line, and it's designed for athletes. So
yeah.
that way they're, you know, they're just kind of toning up, firming up the 24 line helps they, you know, take a smoothie before their workout, helps gives them more energy, and then do a recover smoothie after they work out, and it just helps their body recover faster and helps prevent mm-hmm. soreness. So it's not just weight loss, but it's weight loss, maintain weight. Some people out there need to gain weight, so it helps them do
yeah.
that too. I mean, I've known yeah. people that have lost, they haven't changed weight, but where they've lost 9 pounds of body fat, but yet they've gained 10 pounds of muscle. And that's, you know, and that's where, you know, Herbalife has a little bit of everything for everybody. You know, whether, like I said,
yeah.
when you're wanting to lose weight, gain weight, maintain weight, whatever, Herbalife has a little bit of everything. You know, energy boosters, you know, the herbal tea, I drink 3 glasses of herbal tea a day. Daniel can attest to this. We've hung out enough times. He's seen me with my little shaker cup full of tea.
Yeah.
And
you know,
go ahead.
The thing is it's easy to do. It's, you know, you just put it in, shake it up, and ready to go.
Yeah.
And,
you don't.
I like Herbalife's policy too. You know, the gold standard. You know, And I know we're not supposed to bash any other corporations or anything, but, you know, me being a professional wrestler and for, good gosh, it will be 20 years in another 2 years. But, you know, I've tried everything. You know, I've tried every product out there, you know, muscle builder, weight loss, you know, energy boost. And I can guarantee you, and I can honestly, truthfully tell you that when you start on this, you can feel it right off the bat. I mean, your energy levels are just outrageous. That's what I like about it.
That's
just
how
here
I
recently,
was.
I've been running 2.25 miles every day, every morning. And you wouldn't see me doing that like about a month ago. But, you know, just taking that in the morning, you know, and getting up and getting ready, it gives you an energy boost. And then it lasts quite a long time, too.
Right, exactly. And that's just the benefit of some of the products that Herbalife carries. You know, we have a product called a jump, a blast off, or what's it called? Crap, I can't remember the name.
Lift off.
That's it. We have the lift off product, and basically it's a tablet that you just put in a regular bottle of water that you can buy at the store or at Walmart, wherever, but it's equivalent to a Red Bull. And the good
yeah.
thing is it's a lot healthier than the Red Bull because it doesn't have all
yeah.
the sugars and all the stuff.
Or artificial flavors or colors or anything.
Exactly. I mean, that's why when I'm announcing a fight, I call them the energy condom because that's what they come packed. That's what the package looks like.
They look like a condom. But you know, that's a good starter though. Because if you have those laying on your table somewhere, people are going to look at you and go, "Why you got a condom laying on your desk?"
Exactly.
You know? And you're like, not a condom. You know, here, take one. And
Exactly,
you know,
but
and that's really bad too with wrestlers, if you know what I mean. You know, through the year,
yeah.
You know, you'd expect a wrestler having something like that packing around.
We're not saying. We're just saying.
What happens on the road stays on the road.
That's right.
But ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show today and you are interested in getting a healthier lifestyle, then, you know, I'm located here in Northwest Arkansas. Daniel, he's over in Stillwell. So if you're in
Tahlequah,
Westville, Muskogee, over in that
Salisaw, and hopefully
Salisaw,
Siloam,
yeah.
for soon.
Get a hold of Daniel.
Know.
Get a hold of me or Daniel, and we will be more than happy to work with you. Well, one of the things that we do are wellness assessments. We can sit down. We can sit down with you, learn about your lifestyle, your activities, and everything. With the body mass index, the BMI.
Yeah, the BMI. See, I even go, since I'm studying for my CSCS, I need to start, I'll start teaching you how to do it too, Greg, is I do the skin fold also.
Right.
And that is
exactly.
Very accurate on the fat percentage. And the caliber thing is not that much to get. And it's just you got to know where to calibrate on the body the right places. So
right.
I need to get with you and start teaching you how to do that so you can further
exactly.
it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing
I
is everybody looks at the numbers, at the weight, at the body weight, and it's not about the numbers on the weight. It's about how you look and how you feel because
exactly.
muscle weighs 5 times more than fat, you know.
Exactly.
So.
What else you got? So like I said, give them the contact information because I know you're starting, you're putting things in motion to get your first fit camps going. Since our shows are recorded, people can come back and listen to the show at any time and hear the information about your fit camps. And just, you know, give a little details of what some of the stuff you're going to be doing in the fit camps and how they can get a hold of you so they can take part in the fit camps.
Okay. Well, they can easily get a hold of or get on the Facebook, and I've got a group called Native Nutrition and Fitness, and they can ask to join in. My contact information is on there. The email is native_nutrition@yahoo.com. If they're interested, they can get a hold of me that way, and then we'll start exchanging phone numbers and, you know, like some stuff, getting you somewhere so I can get you assessed and test you and see what all we've got and see where you want to go, see if you want to get healthy, if you want to lose weight, if you want to do this and that, you know. Because, you know, it's different things for different people. A lot of people don't want to lose weight. They just want to be healthy. And I will say this, I should have said it before I started, is we do not claim that this stuff cures illnesses. You know,
right.
That's the main thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there on the market nowadays that's like, oh, I took 2 pills for 2 months and my tumor was gone, or I had a fungus on my finger and I took this for 2 weeks and the fungus is gone, you know. And, you know, stuff like that really knocks down the validity of actual stuff like we use. People don't want to trust it, you know. So I'll say that right now. You know, our stuff, we don't claim that it cures cancer and foot odor and all that stuff. It doesn't do nothing like that. You know, it's just to be a healthier, fit person so you can live a longer life.
And
if anybody's
that's what,
in
you know,
the Salisaw area, Stillwell, Salisaw, Tahlequah, Westville, or Siloam, feel free to get a hold of me on email, on Facebook, friend me on Facebook. I'll add you on there if you ask to be added to the nutrition site. And we'll go from there. Like I said, hopefully within the next week, I'm getting a lot of legal stuff finalized, because when you're using the city property like the park, you have to have all this stuff in case somebody gets hurt or something, which they're not going to, because I'm not going to push you as hard as I would an athlete, a seasoned trained athlete. I won't do that because I know the limitations of people.
Right. Well, Daniel, I mean, brother, I appreciate you passing on, and we want to help people get healthy. I mean, it's amazing the stuff. I mean, up Fayetteville Nutrition, we're one of the locations I go to get smoothies on a regular basis when I'm out running my errands and stuff. They actually have on display from McDonald's a hamburger and fries. Sitting out And they even have the receipts on what day that hamburger and stuff was bought. And it was like 2012, 2011 that hamburger and thing of fries were bought. And they look, you know, outside of fading a little and a little bit, very little deterioration, it looks like it's fresh and brand new. And that's the stuff that people are putting in their bodies when they're not eating healthy. That's the kind of stuff people are putting in their body. And I'll tell you something else, too,
along with that, Greg. If you take one of those pieces of meat and you can take, like, a propane torch, if you put that patty down somewhere and you try to burn it, it takes a while to do it, you know.
Right.
And what's funny is, you know, there's people on there that say, oh, you can eat this, and you just have to do, like, you know, 1,000 crunches, you know, to burn that. You know, that's not true, because, I mean, it takes more than that to burn, and it's not even food. It's like a artificial substance that they use. And that's what we're putting in our body, and that's what's staying there. And that's why everybody feels lethargic, and they don't want to do nothing. They don't have energy or anything. And that's the main reason. We don't even eat McDonald's around here anymore, and it's like right next door to where I live. It's like a block away.
Right. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, just in this area, the obesity rate in the past 10 years has just skyrocketed. And that's because people are constantly on the go, so fast food, you know, they don't really take the time to eat right. And so it's just amazing. You know, I've been involved with Herbalife since September. I go to monthly training seminars, and it's just amazing the stuff that you learn in those. They're not only there to put you in a right frame of mind for running business and supporting everything, but the knowledge that you get about, I mean, the obesity rate and certain areas of companies, has the obesity rate in the past 10 years has gone up almost 75%, if not more, in some areas of the country. And like I say, that's just because, like you say, parents are working twice as hard, twice as long as they used to, so the kids are left on their own. So, you know, it's easy for the kids to, you know,
For the parent to go by a drive-thru and go here, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand, too, that even when you cook healthy, it doesn't take long and it doesn't take much. It doesn't take long to cook something healthy. Maybe, you know, like here, you know, there's a family of four of us, and we could cook something here and it not take that long, probably like 30 minutes tops. You know, that's salad, chicken, you know, all in the right ingredients, too. So.
That was one of the things you talked about. You had just mentioned earlier how much it costs, you know, to go to McDonald's or wherever. Like, unless you're getting off the super cheap menu, you know, you probably, you know, for one person, you're probably looking for at least $4 to $5, depending on what you get. But, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I went out to eat dinner, and it didn't, just for one person, it cost me almost $25.
Yeah.
And that's just one meal, but yeah. Herbalife, and they have a chart. Anytime you want to see this chart, you can go on Herbalife.com, and they have stuff on there you can look at. But once
start having stuff on my site, too, to show.
Right.
And you talked about the trainings, too, Greg. I mean, those are good. And everything that they have talked about there, I've just been to two. But everything that they've talked about, even with the supplements that they use, it's almost like I'm back in my master's program again, learning dietitian, nutrition, better health stuff. Because everything that that I was studying that the body needs and the body uses and consumes is exactly what they're talking about there. And all the periodization stuff that they use, like after a workout, this is what you take, you know, to raise up your glycogen depletion, you know. And it's so amazing how it just fits so close to what I studied.
Right. And like I was going to mention, they have a chart, and like you say, you're going to put it on your site, that if you took all the ingredients, like I mentioned earlier, one smoothie is equivalent to a full meal. And if you were to go to the store and you had to buy individually all the things that are in one smoothie, you'd spend over $200. So, I mean, it's definitely worth checking out. Get with me. You can look up my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Look up Daniel Quinn. And, you know, if you're serious about getting healthy and getting more energized, getting more energy, we'll be glad to help you out. I mean, we are here to help people get healthy.
Well, you know, I wanted to comment on something, Greg. I saw a picture of Daniel with you and some other people on Facebook the other day. Daniel,
right.
How much weight have you lost? Because it looks like you've lost quite a bit of weight since I've seen you, my friend.
I've lost 21 pounds.
That's awesome.
So, and that's only been, I've only been doing it a month, and you can ask Greg. He bugged me and bugged me and bugged me the whole time. You know, and like I said, you know, I took supplements back in the day. I took stuff you buy at the supplement stores and everything, and I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, this is just another fly-by-night scheme thing, you know, and Greg just kept at me and kept at me, and finally, I was like, fine, I'll go to training, you know, and because I really looked it up and studied on it and seen what Herbalife had to offer, what was the pros and cons and everything. And tell you the truth, the pros unanimously outweighed the cons in this company. So I started in, and, you know, I went to the first training thing, you know, and it was a little bit too energetic for me, being, I don't know, a person that's not. And that's funny because when you see me in the wrestling ring, you know, I'm very energetic and I speak my mind and everything else. But
oh, yes, you do,
like
my friend.
That, when I walk in there, you know, I'm like stoic and I'm staring everybody down. And I think I scared this one poor lady. She wanted to give me a high five, and I just kind of looked at her. She just put her hand down and, you know, it was kind of weird for me, you know, and the more I sit there and listened, and then I got back and started looking around, and like I said, I looked up everything, and then I was hooked, and I was like, well, I'm going to try it, you know. So I jumped on board and got in with Greg and started.
Well, I must say, you and Greg look very, very, very good, my two friends, because I can tell I've known both of you for a long time, and, you know, I don't get to see you, either one of you very often anymore, but you all are looking pretty sharp.
I'll put it this way. I've known Granny Holster longer than most of my girlfriends have lasted.
I don't know how good that is, but I mean, that's, you know, whatever, you know. That's funny. Sure. You know, Greg, you always come up with these really comical things to say, you know. I mean, Daniel, I think I've known you as long as we've known Greg. So I think I've gotten to know you and Greg about the same time frame. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
guys, we got. Go ahead, Daniel.
Like I said, it's you know, going through the years of wrestling, you know, I've seen different people come and go, but I've always seen Granny Holster.
Oh, yeah.
He's always
been, you know, for a long time when you first met me, Daniel, I did not have that name of Granny Hulkster. I didn't inherit that name till about probably 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know,
well, hey,
I mean,
guys.
Go ahead, Greg.
I hate to cut everybody off, but we're getting ready to go off the air. But we're going to continue. Let me turn the music off here. We're going to keep talking here a little bit because the recorders are still going. So if you were listening today, we want to say thank you to everybody for tuning into the Greg Skrull Show. Join us Wednesday, 3 o'clock. We'll be right back here. And so we just want to say thank you to everybody. All right. Now,
great to talk to you again, Daniel. Take care.
Okay. Well, I was going to let us talk to a while longer because the recorders are still going to archive to archive the show, so we can still talk a little bit on here. We're off the air, so we can still talk a little bit here. But I mean, it's all about health, and I think what really affected me was my dad passing away last year. My dad passed away out of the clear blue, out of a heart attack. And so it really hit me to start working on my health because I didn't want to end up the same way. You know, my dad, bless his soul, lived to be 80 years old. And I can only pray and hope that I get to live that long. And when I got involved in Herbalife, it really wasn't to get healthy, lose weight, and do whatever. They were just starting the training seminars here in Fayetteville, and they needed somebody to do the music and have microphones for them. And so I went in there and was talking to them about the monthly training seminars. And Rhonda Porter, Moxie Nutrition, the girl that signed me, actually said, "Would you like a smoothie?" I said, "I'd love one." And so we picked out a flavor. I was hooked immediately. I mean, so I started part-time. I was only doing one smoothie a day. But I was watching. I was paying closer attention to what I ate and all that stuff. And I started noticing my clothes fit better. I guess the one that really tripped the trigger is I went to Joplin, Missouri to ring announce a boxing event up there, and this was like the second or third event that I had done ring announcing for since I had started the Herbalife, and when I went to put my tux on, I noticed that my tux fit was almost too big for me. So I'm like, and that just energized me. It did. That literally energized me, and that's what persuaded me to start doing the Herbalife full-time, you know. So now I'm doing the two smoothies a day. I'm drinking three glasses of herbal tea with the aloe juice in it, and if people want to find out more about what this stuff does, I mean, it's easy for us to sit here and talk about it in a format like this, the show, but we just really need to get together and show you some pictures. I mean, show you pictures of me from last summer, you know?
Yeah.
And then show you pictures of me now, and same way with Daniel. Show you some pictures of Daniel this same time last year compared to where Daniel is now. It's a lot easier to get people motivated to try this stuff when you can actually show them some results.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, you know, I've tried everything, and you can actually see and feel the results using this.
The herbal tea was one that really hit me because I'm a good old Southern boy, and in my family it's not how much tea do you want or how much sugar do you want in your tea. With my family, it's how much tea do you want in your sugar. But it was so easy for me to dump my three glass of sweet tea a day habit, four or five Dr. Pepper a day habit, over to the herbal tea. And the herbal tea with the aloe juice boosts your energy, boosts your metabolism. The aloe juice, if you suffer from acid reflux, heartburn, ulcers, anything like that, aloe juice is going to help with that. Now, like Daniel said earlier, we're not a complete and total cure, but we can kind of alleviate some of the symptoms so you do feel better. You can actually start eating pizza again like I have. You know, I've been able to start eating pizza again and start eating spicy food without waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning with my chest feeling like it's about to burn out of my chest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true. I mean, you've got so much stuff that's so good for you. And my father-in-law, he had trouble with his heartburn. And we gave him some of the aloe juice, and he's just been using that for now. And he says his stomach has, you know, not been as irritated as much. So, you know, I mean, stuff like that slowly helps. Like I said, it's not going to cure, you know, he's not going to miraculously get up off his, you know, and start running a marathon, no. But it's going to help him slowly but surely.
Oh, exactly. And, yeah, and you know, we got products. They even have a skincare line. And so we have a little bit of everything. It just really depends on what it is. We know we got vitamins, multivitamins. We got stuff for your vision, you know, to help you see better, longer. And, you know, and like I mentioned, the good thing about Herbalife, and I can't think of too many others that I know off right offhand, we actually have a Nobel Prize winner for health and nutrition on the Herbalife board of directors.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much when they come up with a product, it has to go in front of him. And if he doesn't sign off on it, then they have to go back and work on this product again, and they will not release the product to be used until he signs off on it. And I can't, you know, and I can't think of too many other health nutrition products out there that can say that. But I can say that because we have seen videos of the guy, and I mean, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get out of here. Grady Hulkster, I appreciate you calling in. Daniel,
you're
my
very
brother.
Welcome.
I appreciate you calling in, and
no problem.
Everybody who's listening to the archive. If you do want to get healthy, Daniel, give them your phone number. You're over there in the Stillwell, Tahlequah, Muskogee, Oklahoma area.
Mm-hmm.
Give them your number real quick.
It'd be 918-575-4524.
And you can get in touch with Daniel. If you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me at 479-236-1007. And we'll just help you get healthy. And so, Daniel, I know I'm going to see you around soon. Granny Hulkster, I look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully at some wrestling matches we can sit there, get loud, get rowdy together, and just have a whole lot of fun. So we're going to go ahead and get on out of here, and I just look forward to seeing everybody Wednesday here, hearing from everybody Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Daniel, Granny Hulkster, love you guys. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Y'all be good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.